This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. And if you're off work, you need to bring your ass here. As you can hear, we're having a great time here. Big City Wings, Copperfield location. This is stop 8 on our crawfish circuit. Yes, give Shannon and Steve. They've been to all 8. Give them a hand. There they go. They'll screw up. Watch. They'll drop one.
I mean, that's a level of commitment. D'Amico Ryan.
Steve will have to work late.
If you're wondering about commitment, that's the kind of commitment D'Amico Ryan needs right, in his O-line room right there.
That's a commitment to the drive right there. But it's a good time to be had out here again. You can win a $25 gift card as we've been hooking folks up all day. We've got one more opportunity to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. So fill your name out, put it in the raffle box right here in front of Shea if you have not done so. A great crowd out. Mud bugs are flowing. Go ahead and get them bugs. I just walked past my guys on the way to the bathroom and said, the bugs is good. He said, the bugs is good. And then he said, Ryan, you got to get that $5 margarita. And I'm telling you, you better. I would love to. I have drank the $5 frozen margarita with Steve. His last two, I have drank them with him mentally. I've drank them mentally with him. But sticking with my water, I picked up this water and it's acting like it was a frozen one right there. You know, I mean, Steve don't put a little color in his like mine. I want a little strawberry in mine, or, you know, or that pear I found out this weekend. But no, it's still a good time out here. Half price appetizers and $5 margaritas to go along with the after 9 half price appetizers after 9 and to go along with the $5 margaritas and the crawfish as well. So come on out and enjoy yourself. TV's everywhere to pick up the Astros as they will play game 2 of this series. The lineup is out, Clint, and Ryan Gusto. Whew, hopefully he can bounce back to where he was. Hopefully this isn't a thing, Clint, that he's got a couple of outings and now teams have a chance to look at what he is doing and maybe they found him out a little bit. Hopefully that is not the case and he can come back and have a better start. But this is the lineup. Emerson Hancock. There's somebody in real life by the name of Emerson Hancock.
That's a strong name, man.
713-572-4610. Text in, what do you think Emerson Hancock's father did for a living? What do you think his father does for a living? When you hear the name Emerson Hancock, text in what you think his father does for a living. All right, Pena will lead off, as he always does. Paredes batting second. Altuve, two homers last night. Hopefully he can stay hot. He's batting third with Yainer Diaz. He's catching tonight and batting cleanup. He had two hits last night. Hopefully that batting average and production from the cleanup spot is improving. Behind him, Christian Walker. Hey, two straight games with a hit. Now he's 1-for-4. He's still hitting under 200, but two straight games with a hit. There you go, Christian Walker batting fifth. Victor Caratini is the DH. He's been swinging a good bat. Jake Myers in center. And then they finish things off with Cam Smith and Mauricio Dubon. Dubon had two hits last night. So same lineup as last night, Clint. And hopefully they can get some consistency and this group can go. Because to me right now, like, I know they've switched it and switched some things around. And I don't, like, I don't know that Brandon Rodgers is doing things that you're like, hey, man, I got to get him in.
Yeah.
I don't know that, and, you know, I know this is tough. I don't know that Chaz is doing things where you're like, boy, I got to get him in. Maybe Zach DiCenzo a little bit. He's been swinging the bat. Maybe mix him in. But maybe they kind of stick with some of these guys and let them get a rhythm.
Yeah, look, I don't think they're going to stick with anybody in that
you're
lower
right.
half of the lineup. I think they're going to continue to juggle it. But I, look, when you look at this game and the game's moving forward. Now, the nine-run output yesterday in Game 1 in this four-game set versus the Mariners may have put Joe Espada in a spot where he's feeling like he can be even more patient with Christian Walker. But I'm just waiting. Look, you got Caratini swinging it well. He swung it well again last night. You mentioned Jake Myers. You know, at some point in time, those guys are going to move up ahead of Christian Walker if he doesn't start swinging it better. So, I mean, it's every game. The next game is definitely Christian Walker watch. I mean, there has to be a different level of a sense of urgency, if you will, in how they handle their first base and the way they've handled it in the past. And you got some guys below Christian Walker that are swinging it well. So either Christian's got to come on or those guys are going to end up jumping him.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there, but hopefully they can get another win coming up here.
When it comes to Brendan Rodgers at second base, too, like you mentioned, is that you just got too many options there. I mean, with Dubon's hitting 270, Altuve can obviously play there, so you can get the some of the bats you mentioned, DiCenzo, Dubon, some of those guys in left field. So, there's too many options at second and left field and too many guys that are swinging the bat well. For Brendan Rodgers to be made priority at this point.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And he struggled a bit. Some injury news, injury front coming up today, coming from Joe Espada as they get ready to take on the Mariners. Hayden Wisniewski, who obviously went down and was declared that he is going to have Tommy John surgery. That has occurred. Hey, Steve, man, I already got y'all drinks coming. Just set it down. You think they're gonna get away with just trying to grab our check last week? You think you're gonna sit over there and you think that's it? Nah, baby, I got them coming. But Hayden Wisniewski had his Tommy John surgery today, Clint, according to Joe Espada. So he is down. Colton Gordon also, they've announced that he will be the starter coming up on Sunday, filling in the spot for Ronel Blanco. And I would imagine, Clint, he's probably going to stay up and be in that rotation, especially depending on how long Ronel Blanco is down. And just with that pitching news, Clint, that's why yesterday was so important, them to score 9 runs and this offense to get going. This offense is going to have to get them some help. And I know that really sucks when you don't have the biggest option you have available on your roster in Yordan Alvarez. But they have got to get this group going and help these young guys because, I think Luke said it yesterday, 3 of your 5 starters feel like AAA starters right now, depending on how long it takes Lance to get going again. So they're going to need those guys at the plate to really come through and get better.
Yeah, look, I mean, you talk about the AAA starters. You got Gusto tonight. You got Valdez tomorrow, and then you got two blank spots in the.
It's Gordon.
Now Gordon, he's one of them. And then what's my man? What's Ginger Nation? He's got to be the other one, right? He pitched well enough to get another start.
You
in
think
this
Walter
rotation.
Did? They sent him back down.
Ginger Nation, that's all right. They can move him around. Yeah, absolutely, man.
They sent him back down.
We need a fair skin Ginger up there throwing a rock.
Yeah,
man.
Why not?
Absolutely. And I mean, he threw it well enough to get another look. Absolutely. Yeah. And we got a hole. Just ask ESPN. You got a hole to drop me.
They gonna put a hole. Yeah, just put him in there.
Yeah, man, you got a slot.
Joe and Dana don't know yet.
You got two slots, and old Gordo can't fill both of them.
No, he can't. Yeah, somebody's got to. All right, that's where we are. Astros take on the Mariners. Huge series. Hell, they keep on going, man. They can get to, they can sweep this and be in first place in the West if they win the next three games. So that is on the table. But really, if you can come out of here and win three or four, that would be huge.
Come on, man.
Huge, man. Imagine you win today and you got Framber going tomorrow. That's the space you feel really good. So Mariners Astros coming up, and we'll be watching that certainly this weekend.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, NBA playoffs. You can watch the Astros here at Big City Wings Copperfield location, but you can also check out, to me, Clint Wood has been the most entertaining series. This is what sports is about. For me, walking into this, Clint, I mean, I was intrigued to watch it. I was going to watch it, but I didn't realize it until I start getting into this game that, like, I haven't been this excited watching a non-LeBron-involved series in a long time. Like, this thing, I cannot wait for this tonight. This is, like, this series has it all, man. You got Reggie Miller doing the call that I can just feel every New York Knicks fan is driving them crazy listening to it and listening to Reggie, who completely sounds like he is pulling for the Pacers on the broadcast. If I can hear it, I know Knicks fans believe it. And then you have just the crowd in there. And tonight, man, I bet you the whole game is going to feel like the end of the fourth quarter did. It just, you could just feel nervousness from the fan base. You could just feel it coming off the TV screen. And I think we are seeing a star in Tyrese Halliburton and his father come right before our eyes. He hits the choke sign, and his dad, by the way, was in a bar in New York doing the same thing.
Was he really?
Oh, you didn't catch that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah, John was back. John Halliburton was back in the bar doing it with his son. They had a video. They had a video of it. But this is fun, man.
I'll be honest with you. I can't even enjoy Halliburton's success because every time he does something, I'm like, it's a crime. Like last night or two nights ago, it's a crying ass shame his daddy ain't in the building watching. I'm not saying that he should. I'm not saying that he's the fool that caused the situation. But damn, every time he does something good, I'm like, golly, man, his pops is missing. I mean, you waited your whole life to watch your son at the pinnacle of his career and the pinnacle of his profession win a championship, and you can't go in there because you're an idiot and you ran up and talked trash on the court to one of the players. I mean, it would have.
Giannis of all.
I know, but I mean, it literally breaks my heart, man. Dude's. Now, of course, he's in a bar doing it. So I guess
I think if he'd have done it to Gary Trent, he'd have still been able to go.
Giannis, yeah. and Giannis so eloquently explained what happened. Every time he does something good in a series, which obviously that was great, I'm just like, man, that poor dude's pops ain't in the building, man.
But I didn't know this was gonna draw me to it, and then watching but you're getting, first off, the pace in the game is it's a fun game to watch, and you're getting Cat stepping up. You said he's turning a different corner. He's stepping up. I didn't know Carl Anthony Towns had jump shot in the corner and then hit the Pacer, who clearly yelled something to him when he was taking the shot. Hit the Pacer in his stomach and tap him on the way down. Did you see Carl do it? Carl hit the shot, and he made it, turned around, tapped on the guy's stomach, who yelled at him. It was just crazy, man. I want the Knicks to win, so this thing is a long series.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want. They go down 2-0, they might get swept. But this is a fun series. All the stars are playing well. Brunson had 43. Cat had 35 and 12. Halliburton had 31. Then Naismith just went crazy in the fourth quarter. This is a fun series to take in. I can't wait for this thing tonight.
clock fire.
All right, finally, Clint. Detroit Lions stand out. Aiden Hutchinson. He had that gruesome injury in Dallas last year. I mean, it was nasty.
Yep.
And you knew, like, it was right then and there. Like, it was like, yep. Just like Jason Tatum, my man's out. That is for the year. And he was having an amazing year, Clint. He was borderline. You got to slide your chair, Clint. He was borderline in the defensive player of the year conversation, the way that he was playing. And you could see the Lions continue to try to find some sort of a defensive player to kind of match that. They made trades and everything, but he has been cleared to return to football activities and should be ready to go for the Lions this year. It is weird. Like, I've seen a lot of people down on the Lions.
You lose your OC and your DC. Not everybody's going to do what Philly did last year.
I saw the Bleacher Report where I told you they had the Jags winning the division. They had the Lions going from 15-2 to 9-8.
Whew. We'll find out. We'll find out a lot about Dan Campbell. I mean, it's a big part of being a head coach. It's not a play caller, right? Is to make sure that you've got again the pipeline of play callers for him on both sides of the ball.
And I think they did go from within.
They did.
Their hires.
They did. And so you know we'll see how that works. Probably, given what Philadelphia just did, I think the reaction is going to be, whoa, why the hell can't Dan Campbell do it? Why can't this guy do it?
But there's some similarities because both Dan and Nick Sirianni are offensive coaches, but they don't call their plays.
Offensive minded that don't call plays.
They hand it up
the only difference is when, Sirianni, when he needed to hire his offensive and defensive coordinator, there was proven guys out there. You know what I mean?
You got Kellen Moore.
Yeah, yeah. You get Kellen Moore, and then who do you get on the defense side?
Vic Fangio.
Fangio. You got proven guys out there. So this time he hires from within, and I don't think either one of them were proven guys. So we'll see. We'll see what kind of developing they did of play callers.
Yeah, we'll see. But hopefully Aiden Hutchinson can get right because he was looking like first team all pro, one of the best defensive players in the game before his injury occurred. Hopefully he can get back to that. All right, coming up as we continue here live on stop 8 of our crawfish circuit. Go ahead and get them bugs out there, man, and get you some of them $5 margaritas they got here as well and come pull up and hang out with us for a bit. Clint said, boy, there's something that is Clint wrote cuss words here on the rundown. I can't say those cuss words, but it's something that's really bugging the S out of him about C.J. Stroud. We'll let you hear what he's got to say about that.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
That coming up next. Got some good news coming from the Astros. Got some good news. I told you about Hayden Wisniewski having Tommy John surgery and Colton Gordon getting a start on Sunday. Blanco will see a doctor next week for a second opinion. So that is the latest coming from Joe Espada. Arrigetti will see a doctor next week and could start playing catch. He's going to come back after the All-Star break. I am certain that we're on that. I mean, if they got to build him up like spring training, we're looking after, and we up here talking about he might play catch next week. He's just gripping things. We're looking after the All-Star break. So Arrigetti will see a doctor next week and could start playing catch. Now here is the good news: Yordan Alvarez did baseball drills on the field today. And according to Brian McTaggart, more importantly, Yordan Alvarez hit off a pitching machine in the batting cage today. This is pass hitting off a tee and soft toss. He actually hit off a pitching machine in the batting cage today. So Yordan Alvarez, who Dana Brown, take it how you want to take it, said yesterday he doesn't think he is going to have a rehab start. I think he'll just come and be ready to go right when he's ready to go. So we'll see. He's hitting off a pitching machine. Now, again, maybe we don't know how fast that machine's coming in. I don't know. You just don't know. When they were saying he was hitting in batting cages, I didn't think that meant off the tee.
If he's swinging a bat, I think that's a big step for me and my
yeah, as it reads, it is.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you just never know with the Astros. I mean, in terms of how bad something is, but if he's with a hand injury, I know there was a lot of fear. Again, I was listening to you guys yesterday. There was a lot of fear of boy, this could be worse. This could be some of that Kyle Tucker type stuff where there's a broken hand. I can't remember who it was, Patrick Creighton, maybe it was Luke yesterday, but even referring back to last year, I think, or I'm sorry, not last year, back hell, we won the world with the year we won the World Series when he missed a bunch of time with the hand.
Yeah,
is it something that needs to be fixed? But if he's swinging a bat, then it seems like that you can put that to bed. Good. The other thing, Spencer Arrigetti getting out of a cast is a big step.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the big announcement, though. Are we still playing long toss in the outfield during the opponent's batting practice?
Yes, they're still doing it. I bet you they're still doing it right now.
That's it. Come on, man. I want Spencer Arrigetti to come out and say, hey, guys, look, man, it's a terrible accident, freak accident. But I'm glad it happened because now we're no longer in the outfield and left field playing a long time.
Man, I ain't going to lie. I want to know the play-by-play of how that happened. It is just the freakiest.
Well, in today's world, I guarantee there's a video out
there. It's the freakiest thing to have happened. It hit him right in his pitching hand.
Yeah, let me
tell
you.
Was it back turn? Was he like?
Yeah, no, I think he was. I think his left shoulder was pointed towards home plate, and he was in left field, and he was out there playing long toss. And I think he had just thrown it, and he was standing there like this with his hand down by his side, just cocked open enough to where that ball could come across his belly button and hit that right hand.
Just the luck.
That's it.
It could have hit him in his balls. It could have hit him in his chest.
Anywhere, he'd
still be pitching right now.
Anywhere but right shoulder down, and he'd still be pitching.
And because of that.
But that cast is off, so we're looking, we're getting closer. I just hope, like, who – I want to have a serious conversation with a baseball guy.
With somebody that –
Well, because I remember when it first happened, I was hearing a lot about how, oh, everybody does it. Oh, everybody's playing long toss in the outfield.
Next time we talk to Tony Gwynn Jr., we'll have that conversation.
I can't – yeah, and you know what? If Tony Gwynn – I'm afraid what I'm going to say. If Tony Gwynn says, oh, yeah, man, we've been doing that for years, I'm afraid what I'm going to say to Tony.
Okay, well, practice that and warm yourself up.
I mean, how stupid do you have to be?
Well, they've been being stupid with it for years now, I think, then, if that's the case. Because I do think – I don't think they stopped.
Think about that situation, Ron. If you were if you went to a game tonight, let's say you had some baseball in your background, and you just had the opportunity to go play a little long toss in the outfield with the Astros, and the opponent's team was taking BP, and somebody said, "You go stand out there in left field, face me, and we're gonna play long toss." What would you say?
We've always done it.
I'm gonna set that one out, boys. How about you take your happy ass out there? I'll stand over here on the.
He's gonna be thinking about it now every time we go out.
I mean, I can't believe how people are dead serious responding to me like, "Oh yeah, Clint, it happens all the time." I want to be like, and you don't think that somebody's an idiot for doing it?
It happens all the time. From the text line, as I said, multiple people, you have to check the numbers sometimes. Multiple people have Emerson Hancock as a male prostitute. And a blacksmith.
Yeah.
Someone said he owns his own own company. It sounds like a rich guy.
If he's pitching in the bigs, odds are he'd be considered rich.
What do you think? I wonder what Emerson's dad name is. I mean, if you're going Emerson Hancock.
If you're Emerson Hancock, we got to go by something. We got to shorten that thing down or something. Right, we got to have a nickname.
We got to find a middle name. Do we got a middle name on Emerson Hancock? I might have to go find Emerson's father's name. That's one you don't get all the time. All right, as we continue here, Big City Wings, Christian Hancock. That's what you got to go with, right? Emerson Christian Hancock.
It's got to be Christian Emerson. Which way is it?
It's Emerson Christian. From Thomasville, Georgia. Oh boy,
you want to separate yourself a bit, Emerson will do it. Yeah. A lot of Christians in this world.
Don and Mona Hancock. That's
Mona.
Don and Mona Hancock sat there together and said Emerson. And Don and Mona Hancock got down there and said, "Oh, big Emerson. Come on now, do your thing, baby."
I know Mona wouldn't stand a chance in my crew. I know that.
Think somebody's hunting down Mona?
No, I'm just talking about with that name, that full name. Oh, she is. I mean, she better have thick skin.
Somebody said on the text line, these Astros, none of their asses should be out there doing any long toss. Nobody should be doing any long toss. Nobody should even be throwing. God, dog, man, you ain't lying, man. The injuries that these guys have had in that pitching staff, man. We can't
keep the whole pitching staff in bubble tape.
My God, man. Like, hey, Hunter, man, you don't even got a pitch. You don't even got – we don't need a
– He made me nervous standing on the rail when Jose Altuve hit that home run last night. Standing on the rail in the dugout.
Oh, man, that's crazy there. All right, again, guys, yes, we get done at 6 o'clock, but – that don't mean that you got to stop partying here, man. TV's everywhere. Great spot to come out here and enjoy yourself. As we said, coming up at 9, half-price appetizers, $5 margaritas in the building, and the mud bugs are out. You can go ahead and get them bugs and get you something to eat. The wings, always. Obviously, Big City Wings, the wings are always great. Clint had the Tajin wings, formerly known as, what was it, Luca?
Lucas.
Lucas. Wings.
I think Lucas was a close cousin of Tajin. Maybe where Tajin originated.
Maybe then they spun off.
I feel like they're too closely related to not
spin off.
I mean, got to be. So somebody had to do what I did when I was eating Lucas, and I was literally like, "How can you create this in several different forms so you can mass distribute it?" And I think that's where Tajin came from.
Yeah. Spin off. Yeah, Frazier. Yeah, heck, Lucas was Cheers, and then it spun off to Frazier. All right, come on out, hang out with us. Coming up here, we're about to announce our final winner. Our final winner, as soon as this segment right here ends, on a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Coming up, we'll get to that. What's bugging Clint about C.J. Stroud and. Tyler told us he was still gonna make some bets. I don't see that in here, man. My man Tyler, did he say that? He said that.
We ain't got pictures or bets. He said he put him in a rundown.
He said he would. I don't see him. And he had a nice night. He was 5 of 6 last night. guess we ain't got them. Damn, man. Now I'm going to check and see if he's all right.
I dare him to respond about beds after not responding about the panties he's wearing.
Coming up, as I said, man, we'll get what's bugging Clint about what's happening with C.J. Stroud.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Coming up next. Yes, we are back here. It's been a great time here at Big City Wings Copperfield location. Clap your hands. Give yourselves a hand as we've had a good job. If you're eating them bugs, you're all right, man. You don't have to clap. Eating them bugs, go ahead and attack them bad boys. And again, thank you for your service, sir. We appreciate you all coming out, having a good time with us. As we are, this is stop 8. Please check with your go to Sports Radio 610. You can go to the 610 crawfish circuit portion of it, and you can see exactly where we're going to go each week. And yes, it is subject to change, like it did this week. So make sure you're either listening to us or you see the change coming up. But it is. It's always been a good time. We've having a good time each and every week, you can come on out and enjoy with us. We will be out at the Crafty Crab next week, out in Houston. The Crafty Crab next week.
Crafty Crab, huh?
Yeah.
Where is that joint at?
It's Fondren Road in Houston, Texas. Yeah.
Is there an R in there? It's Fondren, I think.
Did I say Fondren? Yeah, Fondren Road. Fondren Road. Sorry about that. I just glossed by that. But the Crafty Crab, 11105 Fondren Road, Houston, Texas. So come on out and hang out with us tomorrow. And then June 6th, we'll be at Christian's Tailgate Bar and Grill. Highway 6 in Houston. I've been to a couple of those Christian's Tailgate Bar and Grill, so it should be fun. But come hang out with us As we continue this circuit, you might be able to win some things, have some good bugs and some beers. Shout out to our promo staff, Shay, who always does a great job with us here. Our guy Andy, engineer, holding us down, keeping us on YouTube and Twitch and on the air. Andy's the man. Also, our guy Byron stepping in for Tyler, who is the liar. Byron stepping up, holding it down at the station, keeping us on the air. And the great staff here at Big City Wings. They've done a great job, as always, and taking care of us today. Yes, Tyler is a liar. Tyler was talking all kinds of trash. And I wish I would have heard it, man. He was feeling himself. How could you think I wouldn't? He ain't sent a damn picture. Ain't sent a damn picture. Not one. Not one. And yes, Tyler, you could hear Shannon all the way in the Cayman Islands right then and there, damn it. I know he did. Yeah, damn shame. Boy, Luke is disappointed. I mean, we're all hot because I was waiting to see, do you have the balls to do it? And clearly he didn't.
I was hoping like hell. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I really wanted to see it, first of all. Secondly, I was just hoping that Tyler, just being the confident guy that he is, I thought he would have that hair done up, that hat on, that hat the right way.
Well, you know,
the
he wouldn't
glasses.
Get his hair cut. Yeah.
He'd have every inch of hair nared off his
body. Nared off, yep.
Oh,
nared
man.
Nared that thing off.
I wanted to see. I ain't got a butt cheek one, boy. I wanted to see that thing in them panties.
Yeah. Nope.
I ain't going to lie to you.
You think he put them on and said, no, this ain't it?
No, I don't think he put them on. I think
he's claimed that he has worn them two other times.
Do you in public. Do you really think Megan would let him leave the room in
and
that?
And Clint, I told him I don't believe you.
Would Courtney let you leave the room in those?
Courtney stopped talking to me when I lost a bet and had to just wear a mustache for 2 weeks. She's like, I'm not kissing you. Like, I'm not. She stopped. I just had to wear a mustache. And I got a good and thick, too. She wouldn't mess with me. She wouldn't even. So damn sure not she wouldn't. You remember, man, I told you, we had that standoff going to Nebraska Furniture Mart because she didn't like the socks I was wearing. And we had a standoff for an hour in that living room. And nobody went to Nebraska Furniture Mart.
So
there ain't no damn way.
The Stars and Stripes Speedo on the beach, what happened?
Her line for me that day with them socks was, I'm not going out here looking crazy with you. So there's damn sure no chance that she's walking out there, damn Stars and Stripes. Yeah, I bet you people wouldn't stop by and give me a round of applause if I was wearing those. Would they?
They wouldn't encourage you.
Keep doing it. You got this.
Hey, you ought to go jogging down that same street on Tuesday, I guess. Not on a holiday, on Tuesday, them Stars. No, do it on Monday. Hell, that's Stars and Memorial Day, Stars and Stripes.
Son, what is wrong with you? I mean, I love confidence, but that's way too much confidence. Coming up behind us is our guys, Texans All Access. They'll be there 6 to 7. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. And then following them, Area 45, the best late-night sports talk show in Houston, 7 to 11. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago will be taking over after Texans All Access. And, Clint, being that Monday is Memorial Day, it's a holiday, we will be out, and Area 45 is going to slide into the drive. They're going to take over from 2 to 6 on Monday. So
well,
shout
nice.
Out to the
that'd
fellas.
Nice.
Yeah, go ahead. That'll be fun. That'll be fun for them. To get things going. Before we get up out of here, Clint, you said it. There's one thing that is bothering you, that's annoying you, with this CJ Stroud situation.
Yeah, I just don't like the usage of the sophomore slump crap that they throw around with CJ. I don't think he earned that. The point is, I don't think CJ earned that. I think CJ got the most that he could out of a bad situation last year. I think CJ is the you know one of a handful of shining spots on the offense that allowed you to win 10 games and even have a shot in a playoff game versus the Chiefs kind of deal. I just don't like this. I don't know why, but I cringe when I hear that, because to me it seems like, all right, this guy played really well as a rookie, and then his sophomore year he really struggled and he backslid and. You know, I don't know. When I think of C.J. Stroud, I think I think they made some poor decisions, including him. I think he made some poor decisions in kind of how they approached football. They didn't protect him well at all. He didn't have much of a chance at all to be consistent, at least. And I don't know. I just don't view it as a sophomore slump because it's so personal, and it's not personal, but it's so specific.
I was going to say, quarterback. It seems like the wording bothers you. Like, as you said, you hear slump, you hear a real negative connotation, right? You don't think that he played to the level that he did in his rookie year, do you?
Well, I don't know. No,
I'm just trying to understand how you would describe it.
No, I don't. I think, but it's not like the when I look at it, it's not a guy didn't perform well or wasn't able to do what he was asked to do. He was the adjustments they made, the decisions they made, screwed were not good, right? I don't know. I just don't. It when I hear sophomore slump, I think somebody backslid to a point where you kind of expected a guy that's that young to play, and I didn't. I mean, he's still, given the struggles that they had, he still played in a way of like he was mature beyond his years. Now, stylistically, I think they made some piss poor decisions. I think they made some mistakes. And if I hear the same things this training camp that we heard last training camp, I will be extremely frustrated as a fan. I think that's where they went wrong. The offensive line not being able to protect him, I think he did as much as he could with that bad situation, especially now knowing that the reports are that he had no control over, no ability to communicate, to help with communication or to protect himself. It was all in the offensive coordinator and the O-line. Like, there's just a lot of things we got to discuss before I get to C.J. Stroud's sophomore slump. For me personally, I think you can look at the box score and stat, you know, the stat sheet and say, well, his stats weren't as good. Yeah, it's a given. I understand that.
So you're one that says the step back in his production and overall play was more about, which I think I would agree with, which was more about what surrounded him and the decisions that were made on how the offense was run, more than it was, yeah, that was a fluke year one, or I don't know that I believe the same way that I did after year one. Not to say that it wasn't just him, it wasn't just that. Because I think he did add to it, but you think more of it is everything that surrounded him.
Well, I think it was what surrounded him. I think it was the mistakes that were made. I think it was the adjustment offensively that they decided they needed to be almost change their identity offensively. I think a lot of that was the case more so than just a quarter. Like we talked about Jaden Daniels earlier with Cliff Kingsbury. Like they are going to go into this season, and it is, hey man, we're going to do more of what we already did. In fact, we're going to be better because we added Deebo Samuel, we added Laramie Tunsil, added a couple draft picks, and we're going to try to protect the quarterback better and give him a little more time kind of thing. But we're not going to go out here and Cliff Kingsbury's not going to go out here and go, all right, this year, man, I got to be more aggressive. Or, hey, man, I got to be more conservative. Or, hey, we got to – no, they're going to go out there and do what they do, and they have an identity. And so if Jaden Daniels goes out there and he makes a bunch of mental mistakes and he throws a bunch of interceptions and he does his stats go, they don't win as many games, then I think that you can look at as like, hey, man, that was a sophomore slump. The quarterback under similar circumstances with the same approach, the same play caller, the guy just – he didn't play as well. I don't know. I don't think C.J. – I don't think that's the case with CJ.
Text line chiming in. You're being a homer. He was in a sophomore slump. He took over no games last year.
Yeah, I just disagree. I just disagree.
I don't know how you can listen to this show.
Yeah,
and get to a place and go homer.
Yeah, I just cringe with it, man. It's not. I've been as critical of C.J. Stroud as anybody, and I think C.J., this is a huge year for C.J. to prove whether he can be the leader that an NFL team needs, like a franchise-type leader, or is he just a good quarterback? Like, I think this is a year where he's got to decide, is he going to stylistically play the way he played his first year, or is he just hell-bent on being this more aggressive, drive the ball down the field type of quarterback? He's got to decide a lot of those things in year three. So we all know what kind of quarterback he is or isn't. And I've been critical, but I just don't look at year two and go, boy, C.J. Stroud he backslid. He did not play well. That's just not.
Yeah, I don't see it as that, but I do think he took it. I think it was a step back. Because the first year he showed maturity to, like, the maturity beyond his years into how to handle stuff and how to help protect his offensive line and how to help do things even when they may have struggled. I think Clint, if he played with the mindset that he played with in year two and year one, that things would have looked different with that offensive line.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree.
And,
yes,
and so,
yes.
Like, there was to me, and that's to me where I think is the biggest step back. But to the point I think you're making, was that CJ saying, no, I'm about to be aggressive, or was that the game plan of to say, no, man, let's push this thing. And, yes, we're going to be willing to put our offensive line in tough spots, but let's push this thing.
Yeah, I guess when I hear sophomore slump, I think similar circumstances, poor quarterback play, and that wasn't the case. I mean, the protection was awful. The offensive coordinator and the identity of the offense, the roster was built to be more aggressive. Everything around the quarterback changed before he ever took a snap, and so yeah, I don't. It definitely wasn't as good as year one. There's no doubt about that. I just don't look at it and say, well, man, that quarterback backslid, and I'm not real sure if he's good enough or if he's smart enough or if he's – I don't see that with him.
Yeah. All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, damn shame, man.
Yeah.
Byron, we appreciate you jumping in, holding us down as usual. Andy, great job as well. We appreciate you. We've had a blast here at Big City Wings. Come hang out with us, stop 9 on our crawfish circuit at Crafty Crab in Houston. Come hang out with us. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.